We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis. We are starting 22 lines from the top. Beginning of a line is a little parenthesis. It says Hayom Hayom Lozom Hashem, and we're starting from Kel Zoyim B'chol Yoyim. 22 lines from the top of Kuf Hei Amud Beis. It says in the pasuk Kel Zoyim B'chol Yoyim. Hashem gets angry every day. Bekamazamai, how long is the length of Hashem's anger? Rega, a second. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Ki rega ba'apoy chayim b'tzoynoi. Klar pasuk, Ki rega ba'apoy, that's only a rega. The boy is saying, another makar, that it's a rega. It says in the pasuk, Leich ami babach adarecho, uskar dal asach ba'adecho, chavi kemat rega adyavar zam. So it says, a heart kemat rega adyavar zam. So you see the zam is a rega. Amos Rosach, when does this anger happen? But last show you can say the first 3 hours of the day, ki chavra karbusa tarnagarlo, when the top of the tarnagarl, the I'm not sure what the English word, what's the English word of karbusa, something the comb of the tarnagarl, kol shaita v'shaita, until the ki chavra, the comb of the tarnagarl turns white. That the first 3 hours when it's white. So that is when it's a shas zam at that time, and that sometime in that 3 hours is the 1 minute of zam. And the Gemara will explain why the first 3 hours the zam was. The Gemara will explain in a second. So fake the Gemara kasha kol shayt v'namichavro. It's always white. The comb is always white. So Gemara answers kol shayt v'shayta is based sriki simki. There's red streaks in it. And he shayt the first 3 hours less based sriki simki. There's no red streaks in it. So ahu mina. There was certain Apikurus that lived in the neighborhood of Shuma Levi. He used to bother him all the time. So one day decided, you know what, I want to give this guy a klal, get rid of him once and for all. So how did he know the klal would be Makuyim? So Shuma Levi knew his Gemara. He says, let me check out when a Karis Baruch will be angry. So he took a chicken and he tied it, or a rooster, and he tied it to his bed. And he sat there and waited. V'amar kimata yishaita. When I see that it turns completely white, I'll give him a curse. I give him a klala. There's a guy a Tosis in. I'm not sure where the Tosis is. Tosis in Brachas maybe asks that l'chayra. What can you say in 1 second? So he has two pshatim. Either you can say the word kalein in 1 second. The word kalein you can say. And the other pshat he says Tosis that once you start b'shazam, then even if you continue, then it can still consider b'shaz tazam. That's and actually the Aruch HaShulchan is derived from that Tosis that if someone starts Shemoneh Esrei before Zman Tevila, even though he finishes after Zman Tevila, it's still good. It's still called Zman Tevila. He's derived from that. The Aruch HaShulchan. Malach Kabbalim, Kimata he Shaita El Tav. Comes that time, I give him a klala. Kimata who Shaita Namne El Maisa. He's waiting. You know, it's like watching the clock tick. So he's what we were looking at this time ago, waiting for it to turn white, and he fell asleep. You see, that's not the right thing to do. And the Zohar states in Pasuk Taka, the Chsiv, Gam, Pasuk is not good, it's not good. Gam anoish litzadik lo yitoyiv lakas divim al yoshe. It's not good that a tzadik should cause anoish to someone. This shouldn't happen from the tzadik. I feel b'mini lo yiboy lemei mahochi. Even for apikaris, you shouldn't have anoish. And Taka, kachav, minashmaim, they were mezakim, they fell asleep a little bit, he didn't do this. Tonos Vedra Meir, what's up is the morning? Tonos Vedra Meir, Beshosha Chamaz Irachas, when the sun shines, Vamlochim Anichim Kisraim Arosheim, and Vamlochim put on their crowns, Meshtachim Machama Mayad Koyes. The reason why the first 3 hours there is a Zam in the world is because the Melochim, the kings of the world, wake up and they put on the crown and bow down to the Chama. The Pasuk says, Vayokim Bilum woke in the morning, Vayach 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 saddled his donkey. Tonos Vedra Meir Lazar, Ahavam Avatal Shurushag Dailah. You find that love will be the battle of the shtolz, the honor of a gadol. We see from Avram, the chsiv, Yashkim Avram Babaiker, this is by the Akedah. He woke up early in the morning and he saddled his chamar himself. And sinah v'tel shura shel gadol mebilam. You see that a sinah could also battle the shtolz of a gadol. Shnem v'yokum bilam babaiker v'yach v'yashas asayna. Amru v'dom harav, la'olam yasik odom etayro v'mitzvah z'fil shloy l'shma. A person should do Torah, mitzvahs, even Shloi L'shma, Shemetoch, Shloi L'shma, Bal L'shma. Why? Because you find by Balak, Shebeschara, Bar Mishtayim, Kabana, Shehikir Balak, Zachov Yatzvah Arus. You find there that Bilam kept telling Balak, bring carbon here, bring carbon there. It was altogether 42 Kabanas. It was each time was 7 Parim and 7 Elim. 3 times this happened. 3 times 14 is 42. Because he brought 42 Kabanas, he was Zaycha that Rus was a descendant of Balak. Because Omar Vesi Rabbi Huna, Rus Bidi Shal Egloin, Ben Benay Shal Balak, Melech Maya Vaisa. So he's Zaycha to have Rus. Now the only question is, Now, heck, you say it's called Shleil Shema. This is like Lahachas. Balak wasn't bringing those Kabbalah Shleil Shema. He was bringing it because he wanted to attack Chai, so that's not Shleil Shema. It's a Vuyan and a Taisvis in Hyres and other places that there's three levels. There's one is like Lekanter. If someone's learning in order to use it for something bad, that's not Shleil Shema. Shleil Shema means he's not doing Lashem Shema, he was doing it for Kavod, let's say. But if it doesn't lekanter, that's Avera. So Balak was trying to curse Chai, so that's to bring Kabbalah. How is that called Shleil Shema? So Tosfos answer, the Mashal answers in Hyres that the answer is because Lamaisi he was scared of Klai Yisrael. So he wasn't doing it mamish like Lekanter. He was scared of Klai Yisrael. That's what he was doing. So it was considered Shleil Shema. And because of that, he was Rus came out. So you see, mamish, if we do Torah mitzvahs, how much Shechar will get? Om Rav Yosef Rav Huna. Om Alei Rav, L'Rav Abba Mari. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk that they told David HaMelech a bracha about his son. It says, "V'gam bo avdei haMelech levareches adirenu haMelech David leimar yetei velekim es shem shloima mishmecha Hashem should make Shloima's name bigger than yours. Va'yigdal's kisa mikasech his throne should be bigger than yours. Va'yishtachu haMelech haMishkav." So the Gemara's question is it Eirech Ara lememrei lemalkachi? Is it Eirech Ara to tell the king, "Oh, I hope your son's better than you"? So my answer is Omrei me'enka Omrei. They weren't saying it should be better. They were saying that Shloima haMelech's kingdom should be me'en yours. Should be like yours. The it says also that.
Isn't
there a
saying you always want to?
Yeah, the Gemara doesn't say that in a second. Yeah, the Gemara doesn't say that in a second. Yeah, that's this man the Yama. He says this. He says here means ain't. He shouldn't say that. Leitema achi. It says that Devira when he by Shira's Devira there. But when Yael killed Sisera, it says in the pasuk to Vayrach Menashe Yael Eishes Chaver Akeni Menashe Boyel Tavarach. And Menashe Boyel Tavarach means you should be better than the Nashe in the oil. Who are Nashe in the oil? The Nashe in the oil are the four Yamayas. Man, you saw Rivka Rachaleya, and Rashi explains how do we know oil means those imayis? Because it says by Via Yitzchak Oil Sara imay, so the oil is Gabi Sara and Rivka, and it says by Rachaleya, it says Vietz Meileya by Yav Meil Rachel. So it says that you should be more gebenched than the imayis. Ayer Charel Meimachi Elam Einkam Hakanam Einkamar. The Gemara says, "Oh, plegi the Rabbi Yitzchak Bachayni." Don't worry, Yitzchak Bachayni. What you were saying, Bechol Adam Meskana. If every person you could be jealous, Chutz Bevenoy V'Tamidai. Besides for your son and your Talmud, Benoy Mishloimoy, but Talmidoy, where do you find you're not jealous of your Talmud? Boy Zayma from the Pasuk with Elisha and Al-Yonavi that Al-Yonavi gives, that Al-Yo told Elisha, you'll be double me. Boy Zayma from Moshe Rabbeinu when he put his hands on Yeshua, he put on more, Hashem said put on one hand, he put on two hands, so you see that Benoy and Talmidoy, you don't have any jealousy. Shaila is, where in the world is this Gemara coming over here? Mashal is bothered by that. Where is it coming? So Mashal answers, because Ya'el's Averu is Averu Lashma, like the Gemara says, and that's how it comes in, like Averu Lashma and Mitzvah Shloi Lashma, that's where it comes in to the Sugya. So Mashal says further, Yashem Dava Fi Bilam, that Hashem put words in Bilam's mouth. Rabbi Eliezer Amar Malach, he did the idea of Malach, Hashem was Moser Amalach, and the Malach did not let him be Mekal. Rav Yehoshua Machaka actually put some kind of piece in his mouth, which was like used for animals, to schlep animals, to stop him from saying any klalos. Om Rav Yechonon, Rechaz Yoyz Rasha, from the brachas that he landed up saying, he said, Hashem made them all into brachas, but from his brachas we could see what he was trying to say, which type of klalos he was trying to say. Lama Mahayu Beliba, what he wanted, which clause he wanted to say. Bikish Leimar, he wanted to be Mekal Klayusosh, Leulem Batik Nesias Batik Joshes, that they're not going to have Batik Nesias Batik Joshes. So what was, and what's the, turn into a bracha? Matoivo Alecha Yaakov. He wanted to give him a call, Yisishra Shechina Aleihem, that the Shechina should not be Shire on them. And the Pasuk says, no, that he gave him a bracha, Meshkina Secha Yishol, you're going to have Shechina by you. Lo Yisei Malchusam Shechas, your Malchusam should not be Nim Shechas, should not continue. So the Pasuk says, no, Kinecholam Natoyu, it's going to continue like the rivers. Lo Yilem Zeis Mechram, you shouldn't have Zeis Mechram. So the Pasuk says, Ganes Alinar, like gardens on the Nar. Lo Yirech Anoidiv, shouldn't have a good smell, he wanted to tell them. No, but the pasuk says no. Ahalom not Hashem. Like ahalom is a spice, is a good smelling besamim. Not Hashem. Lo yulem malachim alekayma. You shouldn't have malachim who are strong. So the pasuk says no. Karoz malimayim. That they got a bracha. Karoz malimayim. Lo yulem malach malach. You shouldn't have a king. Shouldn't have the son. The royal family shouldn't continue. The pasuk says no. Yizal mayim medoyov. The mayim should come out of the pail, which means the same pail that shepped water before, so continue giving water, which is the malchus malach malach. The Malchus should not. He wanted to say the Malchus should not be Shailat Bumais. The Pasuk says Zari b'Mayim Rabim, that the Zari b'Mayim Rabim will be all over the place. Loisi Azam Malchus should be strong, but Yoram Magog Malkai. And you see, the pasuk says no, that you're going to be stronger than Agag Malchus. Lo yisia emes Malchusim, shouldn't be any fear of the Malchus. V'sinos Malchusim. So you see, all the klalos you want to say were turned into brachos. Amar Rav Avakano, kulam chazu klala. They all went b'shas the churban abayis. They all turned into a klala taka. Chutz, you find that the Malchus was David, and that all these things happen. Besides one thing, chutz batik and yisia batik mizrashos, that will never end. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, v'yafich Hashem alakech luchas a klala levracha. Hashem turned the klala to levracha. Ki'ahevich Hashem alakecha. It says klala, it's a klalois. Hashem turned the klala to bracha. One klala. Klala of the klalois. Which klala was it? The klala you're not going to have batik and yisia batik mizrashos. That klala was always turned to bracha. Will never turn to klala. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Achmeinu Rav Yehoshua. My Chassid, what's part of the pasuk says? Nemonim pitzi oyav. That I love a wound from a friend, from someone who loves me. Venetaris shikis soine. But a kiss from my enemy is the opposite. Is the worst thing for me. And the Gemara explains. Toiva klala shkil achia shalom Yisrael yoyse bebracha shvirchem bilam harasha. Achia shalom was a navi, and Klal Yisrael was were not doing the mitzvahs the proper way. And Achia Shalai gave him a klal. What was a klal? Achia Shalai killed us Yisrael b'kana. He said, you're going to be like a reed. Shenem avihika Hashem es Yisrael kasha yona dekana b'mayim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu hit Yisrael like a kana that moves in the water. It's very flimsy. But my kana zeh has certain milas. Oyim v'demokim mayim. First of all, it's in a place where there's water. So it always has sustenance. And gizoy machlif, on top of kofav and aleph. The gizoy machlif, and it regenerates itself. V'shros of Arubim has a lot of roots. I feel karuchas well and bayis and noishvayis. Even if all the winds come noishvayis and blows in it, aim mezizoyis oisim kaimer. It doesn't move it out of its place. It's still there. It goes up down. Hello, hayloch abayimam. It goes with the wind. And kivin shadaymu aruchas. Once the wind stops, omot kanam kaimer. So we're like a kana. We get pushed around, but we never disappear. And that was the chiyush lanish klala. It's really a bracha. They were like a kana. Aval bilam arasha aberchem be'eres. He benched Klal Yisrael to be a cedar tree. My error is that, you know, even Mokimayim, it's not Mokimayim. Now, even though the Apostle says, Karoz of Ali Mayim, Rashi explains that Akarish Baruch added on. But really, Bill wants to say you're like a Karozim. So, that's in Mokimayim. Vishrosh of Mokim doesn't have a lot of roots. Fengiz and Machlev doesn't regenerate itself. Now, really, the truth is it's pretty strong. So, I feel like Karuch is Rael and Boy, it's Venoshi by Aim Aziz, it doesn't move. But Kivin Chenish by Ruch to Raimis, but once you have some special wind, a very hard, harsh wind, Miyada cross, it falls and collapses, and that's it. And it's done. So that's the Mila Akana over Arazim. And another Mila of Akana, Bloyoid, Elos Zach Akana, Lito, Mimenu, Kumas, Lichtamenu, Sevatar, and Avim, Xuvim. Even if somehow the Kana gets uprooted, still use it for writing a Sefer Torah. And the same thing, Klal Yisrael, even if they get uprooted and get sent to a different country, they still can always learn Torah. And that's another mila of a kana. First of all, it's very hard to uproot it. And if it does, it can be turned into a kumis to write Sefer Torah to be in Miksuvim. Actually, this Gemara is one of the Makairis that maybe you have to use a kana to write a Sefer Torah to be in Miksuvim. Today, they don't use that, they use a feather. And all the place can handle it, if this is dafka is a kana or not. There's a chasam sefer that says that a kana just means anything that's flimsy is a kana. Because if it says klaiso is a kana, we think klaiso is a mamash a kana. Read, no, it means like a kana. So it just means anything that's flimsy, that's why they use a feather. But in the poiskim, we talk about sefer and mixum. The bottom line is that achiyah shalom compares to a kana, and brilam compared those two ways, see the tree are rosin.